It's been 2 weeks since the Vatican elected Argentine Cardinal Jorge Mario Bergoglio as the world leader of Catholicism, but questions about his role during Argentina's 1976-1983 civil-military dictatorship remain. 37 years after the coup d'etat that overthrew a constitutional government, Argentinians have learned that the Catholic Church backed a junta that persecuted, tortured, and disappeared 30,000 people here.
He is now in a situation of privilege, having lived with intensity in Argentina and knowing the struggle of human rights organizations, even the accusations that target him. He has all the elements to tell the truth for once and for all about the role that the church leadership played in Argentina by that time.
With the silence of the Catholic leadership uncovered, some human rights organizations have raised their voice. Estela de Carlotto is the president of Grandmothers of Plaza de Mayo, a world-renowned organization that has been campaigning for more than 30 years to find the children of the women who gave birth in illegal detention centers during the military rule. She has recently stated that Bergoglio was part of a church that has never collaborated with the search of truth and justice, darkening the country's history. But others say that the then head of the Jesuit order during the 70s actually helped priests escape from the military and praised his social actions in Buenos Aires' shanty towns.
As a Catholic, I live his designation with euphoria. I think it is a balsam for the Argentinian people and for the whole world. Such a humble priest who works for the poor. I think he is the change.
Amid the simmering debate, there seems to be a common belief about the efforts Bergoglio can make to reform a Catholic church tainted by sex scandals and corruption cases. For the first time in history, the world's 1.2 billion Catholics have a Latin American pope, a fact that further revives hopes for changes.
His Holiness will have to work really hard to show that there is a world that is changing. After Benedict's resignation, the new pope could not be from Europe, which goes through a major crisis. An American or Canadian pope is a way far possibility. Let's hope that our continent, that experiences significant changes, can give the world an alternative thought for change, peace, and justice.
Since 2003, human rights have become state policy in Argentina, with ex-military dictators, officials, and priests being convicted for their responsibility in crimes against humanity. Despite the controversy over Bergoglio's role during Argentina's dark period, now Pope Francis is expected to officially visit the South American country in December. It will be there when thousands of devoted supporters will celebrate his appointment to lead the Roman Catholic Church. Constanza Heller, Press TV, Buenos Aires.